Hello, good morning. Good morning, happy Monday. Nancy Florence here, and welcome to Become a Sales Goddess teleclass. I'm really, really honored to be here, especially talking to you about this topic, which for a long time was an area of huge struggle and drama. First off, I'd like to start with a little bit of housekeeping. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for showing up for yourself also on this Monday morning, learning about sales, the backbone of your business. We're going to be here together for 1 hour. And I've just received a beautiful message. Hello, gorgeous. We're going to be together here for 1 hour until 12 o'clock. And there will be a Q&A portion at the end as well. And so please write down your questions, be prepared, because you'll have an opportunity to actually be coached by me live today. And in order to ask your question in the Q&A portion, you will need to either press star 9 on your phone, or you will need to raise your hand on your computer. So if you're joining with your computer, you should see a hand symbol. Just click on it and you'll be able to raise your hand. Make sure that your questions are very specific so that I can straight away laser focus and give you the answer that you need to be the sales goddess that you are. Also, be mindful that this call is recorded and it will be used for marketing purposes. So be aware of that. Be mindful of that when you ask your questions so that you don't share anything that you don't want to share publicly. And of course, I'm going to give you an incredible opportunity at the end of the call. So stay until the end because I'm going to give you an incredible opportunity. If your line is not muted, please mute it. I'm keeping an eye on all of the lines to make sure that everything is muted. Please make sure that you stay muted for your privacy as well. There is no video on this call. Please turn off cameras and videos, please. Thank you very much. And let's get started. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Nancy Florence. And I'm a life and business coach for women in business. I work with coaches, consultants, personal stylists, and all women entrepreneurs who have a heart-centered mission. And originally, I actually started out as a psychotherapist. 10 years ago, I had a mind-blowing experience of psychotherapy, and I decided to become a psychotherapist myself. I decided I wanted to make a big impact on people's lives and I wanted to support them in transforming their lives and creating their reality consciously. And that's why I'm here now. I love working with my clients and empowering my clients to create more cash by giving more love. And what I mean by that is that I support my clients with actually enrolling clients in a human way, not necessarily using any traditional marketing routes, but actually creating high-paying, high-performing clients by serving them powerfully. So what I'm going to be sharing with you today has been inspired by my own journey. I've been an entrepreneur for 6 years now. I've been in the trenches. I've earned the scars on my back. And I've learned a thing or two about selling, which I'd love to share with you. It's also been inspired by my coaches and mentors. I've worked and learned from some of the best coaches and mentors on the planet, to name a few, Louise George, Rich Lidvin, Gina DeVee, Mary Folio, and I'm a huge fan of Steve Chandler's work as well. Now, why become a sales goddess? Well, because without a sale, there is no client. Without clients, there is no income. Without an income, there is no business. There's a very sad, lonely, costly hobby. And so when I became a psychotherapist, back in 2012, I didn't realize I also had to become a salesperson. I remember when I first started out in my home, I was too scared to answer the phone. So I put my profile up on the counseling directory and the phone started ringing. And I was absolutely terrified to pick it up. I've missed so many sales calls because I didn't know how to show up on a sales call. I didn't know what to say. And actually, the idea of getting paid for therapy was just gross to me. I was absolutely, you know, I felt absolutely gross about asking someone for money when all I wanted to do really is help them. So I got over that. Because, well, my second baby was only 2 months old. I was a single mom at the time and I had to provide for them. I had to pay my rent. So I had to, basically hire my first coach at the time to learn how to show up on those sales calls and to learn to be comfortable with selling. And so I've come a long way. You'll be glad to know that I got over this. I became a successful psychotherapist and I worked my way up from home to Harley Street. I've also sold cars. I've engineered property transactions until I became an online coach 3 years ago. And I became very interested in selling because I understood that in order to be a happy coach, in order to be a good, excellent coach, I also had to be fulfilled financially. I also had to be completely available for my client so that I could be completely present for them instead of worrying about, is my rent paid? How am I going to pay my bills? And how am I going to put dinner on the table? And so I became a very studious student of client creation. I became obsessed with client creation. And so I became very good at it. And that's how I've become able to create consistent five-figure month since the beginning of last year. And so I've done that by selling high-end packages to clients who were adored. And this is how I created my now six-figure business. And what I love about this process is who I have become. In the process of learning how to sell, I became much braver in real life. I became a lot bolder and a lot more adventurous. Selling is a life skill to have because you're using selling all the time. Even when you're raising young children, you're selling house rules to them. You're selling the idea of going to bed at 8 o'clock at night. You're selling the idea of going to school. When you have a man, you know, you have to sell him on the idea of tidying up after himself. Also, every time you buy something, you enter a negotiation process. Every time you purchase anything, a car, a piece of clothing, a property, you're selling someone an idea. And so my intention for you on this call is for you to become a sales goddess, not to just be good at it, but to actually enjoy selling. And so I'm going to be sharing with you four keys to, you know, for you to become very good at selling and to enjoy selling. So please grab your notepads and your pens and please take some notes because what I'm going to be sharing with you today is gold. The first key here is that selling is not dirty. Selling is not evil. It's not gross. It's not bad. And you certainly shouldn't feel guilty about it. And I'm saying this because I'm bored of hearing women in business say that they're not comfortable with the sales thing. And it's really tragic because they're really good coaches, they're really good consultants, they're really good at what they do, but they shy away from the sale. and they end up with no clients and no income, which is a very sad situation to be in. Now, we have been programmed and conditioned to think that selling is bad. Look at what people say about corporations and companies. You know, corporations, especially successful ones, are often deemed to be evil. You know, money is evil. Wanting to have money is evil. And that couldn't be further from the truth. What I've discovered for myself, please keep your lines muted as you're entering the call. Make sure that your lines are muted and your videos as well. What I've discovered for myself is that the business journey very much is a spiritual journey. And actually, the more confident I became at selling, the more money I made, the closer I became to the universe, God, the divine source energy, insert your own word. Selling is very good indeed. Selling is what's exciting as humans. Buying and selling is what's most exciting. I learned from Steve Chandler that, you know, in societies where they try to eradicate the selling and buying process, for instance, in communist societies, they actually discovered that they were killing the human spirit. When you kill enterprise, you also kill adventure and innovation. And so for millions of years, you know, this is what we've been doing as humans, trading value for money in one form or another. We exchange goods and services. We buy and sell from each other. That creates really good things indeed. And so I want to argue that whatever you have to sell, whatever service you have to sell, whatever talent you want to sell, selling it is really good, because if you give it out for free, it's not actually going to be valued as it should. It's not going to have the impact that it should have. I know this because every time I've given psychotherapy or coaching for free, it simply didn't work. My client, who wasn't paying, wasn't showing up. They weren't doing their homework. When I've offered discounts, they weren't showing up at the same level. They weren't committed at the same level. And actually, in either giving them coaching for free or in giving them a huge discount, I've actually done them a massive disservice. And this is why I say that selling is serving. Because when you're asking someone to pay you for your coaching, you're also asking them to show up powerfully with their 100% commitment. So salespeople generally have a very bad reputation. There's a lot of caricatures and comedies around salespeople, but actually I admire salespeople. I love salespeople because of their boldness, because of their courage, because of their determination. People who are great at selling also become very wealthy. And so if you're in business to win and you want to up-level your lifestyle, let it come through the skill of selling. From now on, from this call onwards, know that selling is very good indeed. Know that you should be really proud to be a salesperson, because you are. You know, maybe you didn't sign up for this and you didn't realize that in becoming a coach or a consultant, you'd had to become a saleswoman, but you are. And so become good at it unapologetically. The second key in selling is to actually find joy in selling. So how do you find the joy in selling? Well, first of all, getting paid is a pretty good feeling, especially when you get paid solid, strong, high fees by your clients, especially when you get paid in full and in advance. I always require my clients to pay me in full and in advance, because I find that payment plans get in the way of the work. It creates a slower, more lazy pace, and a more kind of like, there, do I dare to say, kind of like mediocre vibe. Whereas when somebody actually shows up at the 10K level, for instance, they also perform at the 10K level and they create their return on investment very quickly. So connect with the joy of getting paid and also make it a game. You know, something that we play in the business analyst community is the client creation game. And it was inspired by Rich Litvin's 90-day money game. And basically what we do is we track how many conversations we have with people, how many people we connect with, how many people we invite into a powerful coaching conversation, how many of those we give. And also we track how many proposals we make, how much money we make in proposals. Because if your target, for instance, is to create 10K a month, then you should be making 10K proposals or 5K proposals or wherever you're at. And you should propose three times as much. So you should make 30K in proposals in order to create 10K in revenue. And so in tracking those numbers, you can actually create targets for yourself so that every day you remember what you're doing and you remember to make selling your utmost priority. Until your coaching practice is full and you're inundated with clients, selling has to be your number one focus. I invite you also to create a level of accountability for yourself. And so hire a coach who is going to cheer you on, who is going to encourage you and pick you up when you need to be picked up. Personally, I don't actually hold my clients accountable because I don't babysit them. My clients are incredible women. They are very capable women. They don't need babysitting or handholding. However, I encourage my clients to keep me posted along the way. I love it when they send me messages and they say, "Hey, Nancy, I created my first 8K month. Hey, Nance, I created my first five-figure month. Oh, Nancy, remember this client that I told you about? That's it. I've enrolled them now." I love it when my clients tell me about their celebrations and also their failures forward. Now, another way to find joy in the signing process is to actually have fun with the person you're talking to. I always tell my clients, you know, if you're not in a conversation, you're not working. So instead of getting caught up in, you know, website design and social media and blah, 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 go back to creating good old conversations with people. Conversations is where it's at. No business transaction happens outside of a conversation. So your number one job and your only job always in business is to be in a conversation. And actually, I'm seeing multimillionaire entrepreneurs still go by that model. They still pick up the phone. They still have loads of conversations with people because they know that that is the secret to wealth and to building beautiful long-term relationships with your clients. So when you enter a conversation with a prospective client, remember to actually have fun with them. Make it a conversation that you actually want to be in. Bring your sense of humor. Bring all of your personality on that call. Bring all of your love, all of your heart, and intend for that call to be life-changing for the person you're talking to. And then at the end of that conversation, the only decision that the person has to make is whether to continue working with you or not. But the work has already started. The fun has already begun. So don't allow your sales call to be heavy. Don't allow them to be low vibration. Instead, go into your sales calls with the energy of best Monday ever, best day ever. And something that I often do actually before a sales call is I dance. I put my favorite music on and I take my slippers off and I start dancing in my living room on my own. If you were walking past and seeing me through the window, you'd think, what the hell is she doing? Well, what I'm doing is basically changing my physiology in order to raise my vibration. And so when I show up on the call, you know, I'm on fire. You know, I'm bringing to my prospective client my best energy ever. And so I promise you, when you show up on your sales calls with that level of energy, people will be throwing their money at you. That energy is highly attractive to people, to the universe, to the money and the clients that you desire. So find joy in selling. Make it joyful, because everything comes from feeling good. So feel good first. Now, the key number three, and this is how one of my clients recently went from a really quiet period in her business to creating 8K within a week of having an intensive with me. This is gold. Focus on the person in front of you. Forget about your program. Forget about the sale. Actually, forget about yourself. That is the time to become selfless. I don't advocate selflessness much, because I think that actually being selfish is really good. I want you to look out for yourselves first and to feel good first. But in a sales call, it's a really good idea to actually set yourself aside for a minute. So just to park your life, your problems, your agenda, your financial needs at the back of your brain so that you can be fully present on the call. And actually, before the sales call, start thinking about the person you're going to be speaking to. Maybe look at their Instagram and their Facebook and their website. Just start to align your energy with that person. And think about how you can serve that person well. Ask yourself, why should this person work with you? And also, why should they work with you now versus later? Why today versus in 6 months' time? Ask yourself, how can you make that call a powerful, life-changing experience for them? And then during the call, focus on the person's breathing. Focus on their energy. Let it be an audio call versus a video call so that you can really be present with all of your being. Hear the subtext. Hear what the person is not telling you. And be brave. Ask them the questions that you have at the back of your mind. Ask permission to tell them things that nobody else is telling them. Ask permission to tell them what you're thinking, but not saying. Tell them, I have something to tell you that is really edgy. Is that okay? And so imagine what it's like to be that person. Feel into their needs, into their deepest desires and dreams. Forget about your program. Forget about your price. And when you make an offer, when you make a proposal, continue to focus on that person. Tell them, would you like some support with this? Would you like to be supported? Would you like to work with me? There is a way that you can work with me, and it will take a financial investment. Is this what you want? What do you want to use the coaching for? They'll tell you. And so in asking those questions, you're not selling as such. You're actually asking your prospective client to sell it to themselves. Ask them, why do you want to work with me versus another coach or another consultant? And also, why do you want to work with me now? Why now? Why not in 6 months? And when they tell you that they want to work with you, challenge them on this. Are you sure this is what you want? Really focus on the person. And also be unattached to the outcome. Sometimes I have sent people away when I knew that they weren't ready for my coaching, or perhaps we were not a good match for working together, or perhaps I just simply could not help them with what they wanted to create. So being attached to the outcome, because your role in that conversation is to support your prospect into making the best decision for themselves, not for you. You never, ever, ever need the sale. Because guess what? Whether the sale happens or not, you're still going to be okay. You've always been okay. You're still going to have a roof over your head. You're probably still going to eat 3 times a day. And you're still going to continue breathing. Okay? So just put things in perspective. You might feel like you need the sale, but you don't. And last but not least, and I kept this fourth key for last because actually if you only get one thing from this call, let it be this. Seek fear. Stop trying to avoid fear. Actually seek it. Now, why am I saying this? The days when I'm creating clients and money, I actually know it. I can feel it. My body is different. It feels different. My breathing feels different. I have a feeling of invigoratedness. It feels like adventure. It feels like freedom. It feels scary. It feels like stage fright. It feels like warm, rosy cheeks. It feels like taking risks. It feels like getting no's. It feels like a lot of big waves that I'm surfing. And if you've sold before, if you've created high-end clients, you know what that feels like. You know when you're really putting yourself in the game, when you're actually enrolling a client. And by the way, you get to enter a call with the intention to sell that day. Be attached to selling, but not don't be attached to who you sell to. Don't be attached to the person. And so when I'm saying seek fear, it's because if you're having a very comfortable day today after this and you're kind of going about your business, you know, business as usual kind of way, you're not actually going to create any clients or money today. And so today, I invite you to take risks. I invite you to call the person that you're scared to call, to run the teleclass that you're scared to run, to do the Facebook Live that you're scared to do, and to show up in ways that are scary to you. Because everything you want is outside of your comfort zone. And so it takes a lot of courage. It takes a hero to be a sales goddess. It takes a warrioress for sure. Because as you're making those bold proposals, you are going to experience a lot of no's. Like I said, I've been in the game for 6 years now, and I'm not going to lie, it hasn't always been easy. Certainly it hasn't been a linear journey. To this day, you know, what you're seeing is the top of the iceberg. Behind the scenes, I occasionally experience disappointments. Occasionally I'll experience rejection. Well, my package gets rejected, not me. Occasionally I'll experience feeling attacked by people, you know? And so that's part of the game. That comes with the territory of, you know, getting your ass in the arena, getting your ass kicked, right? Now, the more you do things that frighten you, the more you call people that you actually feel intimidated by, the more money you're going to make, the more sales you're going to make. So be brave and make every single day scary. You know, Steve Chandler said that a life without stage fright is not a life worth living. And I couldn't agree more. You know, the more I get out of my comfort zone, the more I make my life feel like a big, big wave, the more happy I become, the more joy, the more wealth, the more clients, the more love. And that's what I want for you as well. So I want you to make a list of the things that are scary to you, the people that you are scared to call, the proposals that you're scared to make, and then go and do it. Just go and do it. Do it now. You'll never be ready. You'll never feel like, you know, the time has come. You're just going to have to literally jump off the cliff and know that you're supported. Know that I'm holding the space for you to be supported in that completely and to create results that you've never created before. And on that note, I just want to summarize for you the four keys that I've shared with you today. My assistant's just come in. If you can hear some background noise, she's heading to the kitchen to start cleaning up from the housewarming party that we had at the weekend. Now, the first key was selling is not dirty. Selling is a great thing indeed. It wakes up the human spirit. Enterprise is gorgeous because it creates innovation, adventure, and it creates wealth for everyone. Well, at least it has the potential to. Number two, find joy in selling. Let selling be joyful. Make it a game. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a struggle. And you can actually drop the drama around it. Look at it as a skill. It's the same thing as cooking, right? You can't cook now in the same way that you're going to cook when you're in your late 50s, early 60s. You know, you'll know stuff. Like, you know, my auntie came to visit last time, and at the end of the rice, you know, when it was just about to be completely cooked, she added some ice into the rice, and I had no idea that that makes the rice fluffy. Now, you don't know that until you've reached a certain level of experience and skill, and the same with selling. So enjoy the ride, enjoy the learning process. It's a skill to harness over time. Number three, take the focus out of yourself and onto the person in front of you. Focus on the person that you're speaking to. Number four, seek fear. Fear is not something to be avoided. It's something for you to seek. The more you do things that are scary, the more you expose yourself to stage fright and risks, the more clients and income you are actually going to create. And I'm now going to take questions and answers. Stay until the end of the call because I'm going to give you an incredible opportunity at the end of this call. And for now, I'm going to take questions. Now, in order to answer your questions, you need to get in line. And so you need to raise your hand if you're using your computer, or you need to actually press *9 if you're on your phone. I will unmute your line and I will ask of you that you ask me short, specific questions. Make it specific. I would love it if you could bring real stories, real case studies. Be mindful that the call is recorded and that it will be shared publicly. I'm going to use it for marketing purposes as well. And so just be mindful of that as you're sharing. And I'm going to coach you live. So this is it. This is your time to ask your questions. I'm going to have a look at the lines. This is your time to raise your hand, ladies. I've got a comment here for someone who says, yes, I dance on my favorite music before my sales calls, going high vibes and peak state, Anthony Robbins, UPW side effects. Yeah. Yeah. And yes, being 300%. Present for the client. Absolutely. Now is your time to show up for yourself. Yes, I have a question here from Gaia Visual. I think I know who that is. I'm going to unmute your light now. Gaia Visual. I'm trying to unmute your line, but it's not being unmuted. Yes. 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 Hi. Hey, Jonathan. So good to see you.
I don't actually have a question. I really loved the I really loved the presentation. I thought the points were really good. I love the Seek Fear, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, Jonathan, thank you so much. Thank you. I know that you're an incredible businessman yourself, and so I'd love to know if there's anything you want to share or ask me about selling.
Okay, so one thing I really liked was kind of forget about the sale when you're really focusing on your client or your prospect. But do you ever feel a need to not hard sell, but kind of, you know, ironically, in your process, there doesn't seem to be actually selling in the kind of way that we often think of selling. I'd like to just hear a bit more about how you close the deal.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your question, Jonathan. It's amazing to see you here. I'm going to mute your line for your privacy and answer your question now. So, is there an element of hard sales? Oh yes, sometimes. Now, I'm very, very bold sometimes if I have an instinct that the person in front of me is meant to work with me. If I know that the person and I can co-create some incredible magic together, I will take a stand for them to buy from me. Now, however, I only do this when I know in my hearts of hearts that in, quote unquote, pushing the sale, I'm actually going to do the person a massive favor. I have a card here on my desk from one of my clients who's saying, "Nancy, thank you so much for waking me up out of my funk and for letting me become one of your clients." This is a person who had been speaking to for 2 years. If you're on the call, you'll know who you are. And I remember calling her recently and saying, "Look, this is it, you know. Come on, now is the time for us to work together. I know you want it. I know you've been following me for a while. And I know that I can support you in creating your dreams." And I simply said to her, "You know, if there's any part of you that wants this, just fucking do it. Don't let the money stop you." And so I'm very, very happy to say that to someone if I know that it will be in their best interests. So that is the element of hard sell, if you like, when I'm taking a stand for someone to actually give themselves permission to buy. And so I'll say things such as, "Well, look, if you want this, do it. Give yourself permission to do it." Or I'll say, "You know, if you want this, don't let the money stop you." And I'll say this with love. And I've never had anyone comment on this negatively, because people can feel that I'm coming from a place of love. When you're enrolling people into your practice, sometimes you have to be prepared to go down that snake pit. It's not rosy down there. It's not unicorn farts everywhere. It can get pretty ugly. And it's your job as a coach to take a stand for people to actually show up for themselves. So yes, sometimes you have to be bold, but again, the focus is on the other person. It's not about me wanting to close the sale. It's not about me wanting to get paid. That never works. I know what that feels like. I've been in that desperate energy before, and actually it's very repelling. So yes, all of you, you have permission to be bold and to tell people to buy from you because it's in their best interest. I hope this answers your question, and I'm going to take the next one now from Giselle. I'm going to unmute your line, Giselle. Hi, Giselle.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning. I have a question concerning selling and also concerning receiving no's. How do you keep the energy, the good energy, when you have recently received no's? I recently received 2 no's, and I have to make new proposals, but I have lost a little bit this my energy, my good feelings and good energy.
Yeah. And did you have a follow-up question from that?
No.
That's the only question. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Giselle. I'm going to answer that now and mute your line again for your privacy. So, great question. Right, ladies, you want me to tell you a secret? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a gentleman on the call. The secret is everybody says no before they say yes. Almost everybody. 99% of the time, everybody says no. If I think about the times when I've purchased coaching, and I've purchased a lot of coaching, like, you know, I've invested over £100,000 in coaching myself. I've always said no before I said yes. Sometimes I've said, are you kidding me? Like, do you not know that I'm broke and I'm a single mom? You know, I've always said no before I said yes. So everybody says no. And because you're getting a no doesn't mean that it will stay a no. So there's a lot of women in business who make the huge mistake of leaving the money on the table by not following up with people. So make a note in your spreadsheet, in your client creation game, to follow up with those people in a couple of days, in 3 days, sooner rather than later. Because once they've said no now, if you know in your heart that they're meant to work with you, that you're going to set their lives on fire, tell them. Say, hey, I've been thinking about you and I hear that you're a no, but I think you and I should carry on the conversation. You may become a client, you might not, but I want to be of service to you. I see that the proposal I made for you was not for you and it was not a hell yes. And so let's forget about it for now. Let's actually set aside the idea of working together for now. And in doing that, you're actually giving them breathing space. You're allowing yourself some room for maneuver. Do not do this in a manipulative way. That's not what we're about here. We're only doing business with integrity. But you're doing this as a way to relieve the atmosphere of the sales thing and to re-engage, to go back to a conversation. And it's a win-win. Because you go back to serving them. You go back to, hey, how have you been doing over the past 3 days? What's going on for you now? What are you planning on doing next? Reopen the conversation. And then at the end, if you feel in their energy that they're leaning forward, that they actually want to work with you, you can say, hey, look, would you like us to discuss another way that we can work together? Would you like us to schedule another call and to revisit the possibility of working together? Jonathan asked earlier, when I go into hard sales mode, this is it. Sometimes I've called people and said, look, you have said no, but I think you made the wrong decision. I'm really happy to say that when I know that to be true. And I say it for them, not for me. So follow up. And know that yes lives in the land of no, in the words of Rich Levin and Steve Chandler. Yes lives in the land of no. So huge congratulations, Giselle, on those two no's that you have collected. Some of those no's will turn into yeses, which is great news. And the more no's you collect, the more wealthy you'll become, because you're in the game, you're in conversations, you're serving powerfully. Even if those people don't become your paying clients now, they may become your client next month, or they may refer to you someone that they love. And so there is a long-term game here too. Continue to connect with more people, continue to be visible online, and to invite more people into a conversation as well. Beautiful. We have time for more questions. So ladies, this is the time for you to get your question answered about sales and the sales process. I want to know what selling feels like to you. I want to know about the next person that you're going to sell to. Please raise your hand or press *9 to unmute your line. We have a question here from Marie-Pierre. Marie-Pierre, can I please unmute your line? I'm going to unmute your line now because I see that you've put a question in the chat box. Hello, Marie-Pierre. Oh, she's just sent me a message to say that she can't speak. It's Monday morning. So some of you might be at work. Right. So I'm going to read out your question. The challenge for me is marketing visibility and getting people on the phone. I love to connect and serve, so I love selling. And then she says, bonjour Gisèle, une autre Française, another French girl. Yay, lots of French ladies here. Amazing. Right. Jonathan says, good question. Okay. So how do you create those conversations? There are two ways to do this. And I invite you to do both all the time, every day. One way to do this is by being visible online and offline, actually. And not just being visible, but being visible consistently. People notice when they see you in July and August and September and October. When they see you serve and serve some more and give more and more of yourself, they notice that. And then when they think about purchasing a service similar to yours, you become the first person that they think about. You become the first person that comes to mind. So be visible. Instagram stories, posts, Facebook posts, Facebook lives, YouTube channel. Be visible. And when you're delivering your message, when you're leading with free value and free content, tell people what to do at the end. So the call to action is going to be, please tell me your number one takeaway from what I've just shared. Or your call to action might be, if you'd like to speak to me in private, send me a private message on Messenger. Or the call to action might be, hey, if you'd like to have a free call with me, send me an email. Or whatever it is, tell them what to do next. Don't assume that people will know to reach out to you. You need to remind them to do that. Because online is a very busy, noisy world. And so people get distracted very quickly. So at the end of the free message that you deliver, give them a call to action. So you're going to get some calls from that. And the second way to create conversations is for you to actually reach out to people and invite them personally into a conversation. I still do this because at this point in my career, I'm very picky about who I work with. And I like approaching the enrollment process almost as a recruitment process. When I'm recruiting my team members, I'm recruiting my clients, I know who I want to work with. So when I spot someone online or offline who I feel like I want to work with, I call them or I send them a message and I say, hey, I'd love to get to know you more. I'd love for us to have a conversation. Are you free today or tomorrow at such and such time? Simple as that. Just reach out to people. Some people will get back to you. Some won't. Sometimes it's helpful to reassure people that, you know, once you want to get to know them and you want to enter a conversation, it's not necessarily going to lead to a sale. And it doesn't always. You know, this is about two human beings connecting together. And yes, of course, if you see an opportunity to help, you can invite them into a free coaching call. Now, this is true of client creation as a whole. One, be visible every day consistently. Two, reach out to people. Personally invite them to your events, your teleclasses. People love it when you make those personal invitations because it means you've been thinking about them and it's really, really lovely. Marie-Pierre says, okay, thank you. Exclamation mark. Beautiful, beautiful. We are on fire. I love this. More questions. There is still time for you to ask me your question about selling. This is your time. Yes, Marie-Pierre says, yes, you sent me your private message on Insta, I remember. Exactly. So I sent her a message because Marie-Pierre is a lioness and I know that she belongs in the business lioness community and that's why she's here. There you go. Oh, Giselle has a question. Yes. Hi, Giselle.
Yes. Yes. Hi, Nancy. I have another question.
Sure.
I have a sales course in this afternoon with a person who told me clearly that she wanted to work with me. But then she saw my prices on my website and she said, she tried to cancel the call because she said it would be too expensive for her. I maintained the call and because I would like to speak with her and close our sessions. And, I'm wondering, how to deal with that. Does it make sense to?
Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you for your question, Giselle. Beautiful, beautiful. So this happens all the time. people saying that actually they don't want to speak to you because they can see that you charge a lot of money. Now, the reason that people say that is because they don't associate themselves with that amount of money. Perhaps they've never invested in themselves at that level and they simply don't have the wealth consciousness to take that figure in. I've recently invested £60,000 in private coaching, but I certainly wouldn't have done that at the beginning of my career. You know, it takes a certain level of wealth consciousness to be able to take that in. Now, yes, absolutely maintain the call. Because if she wants to work with you, you may have to get creative. And so instead of inviting her into a 6-month program, maybe you're going to invite her on a 1-day intensive or a 3-month program. Or indeed, maybe she needs the 6-month and she needs to meet you where you're at. I think it's always good to maintain the conversation because, you know, we're in this business to serve. And so whilst we don't want to have conversations with everyone and anyone, I think it's important to serve someone, even if we know that they're not necessarily going to become clients. I think it's a good feeling to know that you're making a difference in someone's life. And in my experience, when you approach it this way, the person is really grateful and they actually end up being your client. So serve that woman, Giselle, as if she had already paid you €1 million. Like, think about it for a minute. If she had transferred €1 million into your bank account this morning, how would you show up on the call? What would your energy be like? How powerful would you be as her coach? How bold would you be? How much would you take her out of her comfort zone? And I want you to serve her in that way, as if she was already your highest paying client. And when you bring that energy on the call, you're also going to help to raise her vibration. So you can reassure her from the onset, hey, I'm here to serve you powerfully today. I hear that you're at the moment not looking at working with me necessarily, but let's focus on you first. At the end of the call, we might be complete, and there'll be no need for us to spend more time together. Or I may send you a resource, a video, or make a book recommendation for you. Or the last thing that might happen is that actually you would quite like to talk about how you can work with me. And maybe I'd quite like to work with you too. And if that's the case, we will book another conversation to discuss that at a later stage. Is that okay with you? Again, always asking permission. I think your prospective client will very much appreciate your level of integrity and honesty here. So yes, it's worth showing up for the call and it's worth showing up with your highest energy ever as if you were going to coach Beyonce. We have time for one more question, ladies. This is your time to show up for yourself. Giselle says, thank you, Nancy. Yes, you're welcome, my darling. You're welcome. We have time for one more question. This is your time. Whether you've asked a question before or not, this is your time to get some laser coaching now from me. Okay, if there is no more question, I'm going to wrap the call. Okay. So I told you at the beginning that I was going to have an incredible opportunity for you, and here it is. This afternoon and Wednesday, I've opened up some slots in my calendar to coach you one-on-one. Whether you have spoken to me before or not, I invite you to have a complimentary coaching call with me. And you need to apply first, because those are one-hour sessions. They're really, really powerful. And I want to make sure that you get the most out of the call. My availability is limited, so be quick to apply if you want to have a conversation with me one-on-one. We're going to be talking love. We're going to be talking money. Head over to nancyflores.com/call to book a call with me. I'm on the form, I'm asking you a question about your business life, your personal life, your love life, because it's all interlinked. I want to know everything. The call is completely confidential. It's pitch free and it comes with no obligation. You know the deal. At the end of the call, either we'll be complete or we're going to have an idea that we want to work together. And if that's the case, we can discuss that. So nancyflores.com/call. Hima has just sent the link to this here in the chat box. This is an opportunity to have a one-hour coaching session with me this afternoon or Wednesday. And it's not first come, first served. I'm offering those calls by application and an invitation only. And on that note, thank you so much for joining me in this space on this beautiful Monday morning. Thank you for showing up for your big dream. You know, it takes a special person to be an entrepreneur. You're the woman and the man I admire the most. You're an absolute hero for even deciding to start this business, to turn your passion into profit. You're part of the 5% of people on the planet who have decided to grab life by the balls and to create an extraordinary life for themselves. You should be very proud of yourself for that. What you've signed up for is not ease necessarily. It's not, a sailing cruise necessarily. There could be some big waves to surf. You will get those scars on your back whilst you're in the trenches. But in my opinion, it's all worth it because of the freedom, because of the excitement, because of the adventure, because of the lives that you touch, because of the wealth, because of the lifestyle that we have as entrepreneurs. And so your only goal really isn't to achieve a certain level of success or wealth. Your goal is to stay in the game and to actually enjoy playing the game. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you create if you don't enjoy running in your business, if you don't enjoy being in your business, then what's all this for? And that's why I talked about the joy of selling. And so on that note, thank you for being here today. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you again very soon. Goodbye.